All right, ready for a deep dive. Today we're looking at this paper all about shaking up the world of automated theorem proving. It's at something called Vampire.
Right.
And no garlic or steaks here. Mm. It's an AI system.
Yes.
And the paper is called Vampire Getting Noisy. Will random bits help conquer chaos?
It is. It's a really fascinating look at, well, what happens when you introduce randomness into a system that's supposed to be about logic and precision.
Exactly.
So we're going to unpack how these researchers made Vampire act like, a randomized algorithm.
Okay.
And what that actually tells us about the very nature of proof search.
So first things first, for those of us who aren't mathematicians, can you give us a quick breakdown of what Vampire actually does?
Sure. So Vampire is essentially like a superpowered computer program that tries to prove math theorems.
Okay.
It's what we call a saturation-based automatic theorem prover.
Mm-hmm.
And this type of system uses a set of logical rules and techniques to kind of churn through vast amounts of information trying to arrive at a proof.
So it's like a digital mathematician,
yeah,
sifting through these equations and logic to solve these puzzles.
That's right.
But the paper talks about chaos in this process.
Yes.
That doesn't sound very mathematical.
Right. And that's where it gets really interesting.
Yeah.
The researchers found that even tiny, seemingly insignificant changes in how Vampire searches for a proof can dramatically impact its success. It's incredibly sensitive to the initial conditions.
Oh, okay.
Almost as if, a butterfly flapping its wings could change the outcome.
So it's not as simple as just feeding it the problem and waiting for an answer.
Right.
There's an element of unpredictability.
Exactly. And to understand this better, the researchers did something quite unexpected.
Okay.
They deliberately injected randomness into Vampire's decision making.
Hold on. They intentionally made it more random.
They did.
Why would they do that?
It's like they were shaking up a snow globe. To see how those flakes settle differently each time.
Okay.
By introducing randomness, they turned Vampire into what's called a Las Vegas randomized algorithm.
Uh-huh.
This means that running the same problem multiple times could actually produce different results depending on the random choices that were made.
Got it.
Along the way.
So instead of just looking at one outcome, they're running a bunch of simulations.
Yes.
With these different random elements to see, like, the range of possibilities.
Exactly. And that allowed them to then analyze Vampire's performance statistically.
Okay.
They could see which problems were consistently solved and which ones were only solved in some of the runs.
Oh, interesting.
Highlighting the role of chance.
That's a clever way to kind of get a better understanding of how this system works.
Yeah. It's like peeking behind the curtain of the AI's thought process.
Exactly.
One of the key things they found was that some techniques used in automated theorem proving.
Right.
While considered very powerful. Actually made Vampire less robust, more susceptible to those random variations.
So a technique that should be making the system better is actually making it more unpredictable.
It is, but that's precisely the kind of insight you can gain when you embrace this randomized approach.
I see.
It lets you see the trade-offs between the power of a technique and its overall robustness,
yeah,
which is essential when designing these complex systems.
This makes me think about other areas where AI is being used, like self-driving cars.
Sure.
You don't want a system that can just drive perfectly in, a controlled environment.
Sure,
you need one that can handle all the random chaos of the real world.
Exactly. That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
And the researchers argue that this approach, deliberately incorporating randomness, could be valuable in evaluating AI systems across many different fields.
That makes sense.
But to really understand the power of this, they decided to take a deep dive into a single problem.
Okay, let's unpack that.
Okay.
What did this deep dive involve and what were they hoping to learn?
So they focused on tweaking a specific parameter within Vampire called the age-weight ratio.
Okay.
Which essentially controls how the system prioritizes different parts of a problem when searching for a solution.
Right.
It's like deciding whether to focus more on the older, more established information.
All right.
Or the newer, potentially more relevant data.
Got it.
They were essentially playing with the settings to see how this one specific parameter affected its performance on a particular problem.
And what did they find?
So they found that even minor changes to the age-weight ratio could cause significant fluctuations in the number of instructions Vampire needed to solve the problem.
Interesting.
And what's even more interesting is that these weren't gradual changes, but rather jumps between distinct levels of efficiency.
So, like, there were these sweet spots where it could solve the problem efficiently.
Yeah.
And then other areas where it really struggled.
Exactly. And this finding suggests that there might be underlying structures or patterns within the problem-solving process that we don't fully understand yet. It's like there are multiple paths to the solution, and the age-weight ratio influences which path Vampire takes.
So this deep dive into a single problem adds another layer of complexity.
It does.
To this whole idea of chaos in automated theorem proving.
Yes.
It's not just the overall system being sensitive to random variations.
Yeah.
Even individual parameters within the system can have a dramatic impact on its performance.
Absolutely. And this raises some fascinating questions about how we design AI systems that can navigate this complexity effectively and reliably.
Right.
But we'll delve deeper into those questions and the broader implications after we take a quick look at what our sponsors are up to. Yeah, this deep dive into a single problem, it really underscores how much we still don't know about the inner workings of AI.
It's like there's a hidden world of complexity, like we've only just scratched the surface of understanding how these systems think.
Yeah, and that's what makes this research so exciting. It's really pushing the boundaries, challenging us to kind of rethink our approach.
You mentioned earlier that the researchers suggest incorporating randomness as like a key part of evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
Can you elaborate on that? What would that look like in practice?
So imagine you're building a self-driving car.
Okay.
Traditionally, you might test it in a controlled environment.
Right.
With predictable scenarios, like a closed track.
Right.
No other vehicles.
Right. A sort of ideal world.
Yeah. Where everything behaves exactly as expected.
Yeah.
But the real world, well, it's messy.
It is.
It's full of surprises.
Yeah.
Pedestrians jaywalk, weather conditions change, other drivers make unexpected maneuvers.
For sure.
So to ensure that car can handle these real-world scenarios, you want to incorporate randomness into the testing process.
So instead of just a few predictable scenarios, you'd expose it to a wide range of like unpredictable situations.
Exactly. You'd throw a curveball at it to see how it reacts.
Right.
And this concept applies to other AI systems as well.
Okay.
By introducing randomness, we can assess not just, you know, the average performance, but also how robust and reliable a system is when faced with these unexpected variables.
So it's like stress testing the system to reveal its potential weaknesses.
Exactly.
And this approach could have applications way beyond automated theorem proving, right? Other fields could benefit.
Oh, absolutely. Think about, you know, financial models that try to predict market fluctuations.
Right.
Or medical diagnosis systems that analyze patient data.
Right.
These systems operate in complex environments.
Yeah.
With a lot of uncertainty. Right.
Okay.
So introducing randomness into the evaluation process mm-hmm. could help us identify those vulnerabilities and ultimately build more resilient systems.
So it's almost as if we're kind of embracing the chaos instead of trying to eliminate it.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
And it aligns with a broader shift in how we think about problem solving, right?
Uh-huh.
Instead of seeking a single perfect solution, we're recognizing that there might be multiple valid approaches, each with its own strengths and weaknesses.
And this ties back to that finding about the age-weight ratio and its impact on Vampire's performance.
Yeah.
It seems like there are multiple paths to solving a problem, and understanding how different parameters influence those paths is crucial.
Exactly. The fact that even small tweaks to this one parameter could significantly alter Vampire's efficiency suggests there's a whole hidden landscape of possibilities within the problem-solving process. Right? And mapping out this landscape is essential for building those AI systems that can consistently find the most effective solutions.
So it's not just about building powerful AI systems. It's about building systems that are powerful and adaptable systems that can navigate the inevitable chaos they'll encounter.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
And the beauty of this research is that it provides a framework for doing just that.
Right.
By embracing randomness and acknowledging the role of chance, we can gain a deeper understanding of how these AI systems operate and ultimately develop those more robust and reliable solutions.
This has been a really eye-opening deep dive.
It has.
It's amazing to think that something as seemingly abstract as mathematical proofs can reveal so much about the complexities of AI and problem solving in general.
It just goes to show that sometimes the most unexpected discoveries come from exploring the unknown.
Right.
And embracing a little bit of chaos.
And that's what makes this journey of learning so rewarding.
Absolutely.
But before we get too philosophical, let's wrap up with a final thought for our listener.
You know, the key takeaway I hope they glean from this is that chaos might be an inherent part of complex problem solving, even for the most sophisticated AI systems.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bug, It's a fundamental aspect of how these systems operate.
Right.
And by understanding and embracing this chaos, we can build more robust and reliable AI systems that can thrive.
Right, in the real world.
In the real world, exactly.
It's a powerful reminder that sometimes letting go of the need for absolute control and embracing a little bit of uncertainty can lead to the most profound insights and advancements. Thanks for joining us on this fascinating exploration of randomness and its role in the world of AI.
It's been a pleasure.
We'll see you next time on The Deep Dive. You know, it's funny. We started talking about Vampire, this powerful AI system to prove these complex theorems.
Mm-hmm.
And we've ended up talking about much broader questions about problem solving itself.
Yeah.
And the role of chance.
It's true.
You know, it's a reminder that sometimes the most fascinating journeys take us down unexpected paths.
And that the pursuit of knowledge is more about asking the right questions.
Right.
Than finding, like, definitive answers.
Speaking of questions, was there anything that stood out to you from this research?
Yeah, you know, one thing that really struck me was this idea that chaos might not be something to be feared or eliminated,
mm-hmm.
but rather, like, a fundamental aspect of these complex systems that we need to understand and even embrace.
It's like we've been so focused on building AI that can operate with, you know, perfect precision, predictability, mm-hmm. that we've overlooked the potential benefits of incorporating, well, a bit of randomness.
And this research suggests that by intentionally introducing randomness, we can gain these really valuable insights into how these systems actually work, you know, and ultimately develop more robust, adaptable solutions.
It's a real paradigm shift in how we think about AI development.
Yeah, it is.
Moving away from this pursuit of absolute control.
Right.
And embracing the inherent uncertainty.
Yeah, of the real world.
Of the real world.
Exactly.
And this shift has the potential to transform not just AI, but, well, countless other areas where complex decision-making is involved.
Obviously.
From finance and healthcare to urban planning, climate modeling.
Right.
Embracing randomness could unlock new possibilities.
Absolutely.
Lead to more resilient and innovative solutions.
I agree.
So, to our listener, as you navigate the complexities of your own world, remember that a little bit of chaos might just be the key to unlocking your next breakthrough.
Embrace the unexpected, challenge the status quo.
Right.
Never stop exploring those boundless possibilities, you know, when we dare to venture beyond that realm of certainty.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of automated theorem proving and the fascinating insights it offers.
It's been a pleasure.
Into AI and problem solving.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll catch you next time on The Deep Dive.